Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes, saverlife.com, and been feeling pretty good about this invasive species spotted lanternfly that I've talked about over the last month and a half, I guess, because I've been doing scouting in a lot of cities in the Finger Lakes, villages, a lot of areas, and one that I hadn't gotten to is Ithaca. And just yesterday, the city of Ithaca announced that a spotted lanternfly had been found in the Fall Creek neighborhood. Ithaca Falls, part of that neighborhood, which I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with that neighborhood. And I probably wouldn't have gone to that neighborhood if I had scouted Ithaca. I was partly because I don't scout private properties. I've been scouting around hotels and railroad lines and city streets and things, and boat launch areas, and so there isn't a lot of detail here, and I expect the DEC, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, we'll be examining the spotted lanternfly to find out whether it's a female, whether it's as one they found last year in Penn Yan was not, their term was not a fertile female, or it was a juvenile female. And so they did not think it had laid eggs in the Penn Yan area. Again, it was just one that was found. This one in Ithaca, don't have more details, but again, there probably will be some more information released in the near future. I thought, because of the cold weather that we've had, that they were probably done for the season, if there were any, and I hadn't found any, and no one else had reported any. But now, I guess I got to keep scouting. So I'm probably going to head to Ithaca maybe on Monday, and try to do a little scouting of my own. This spotted lanternfly is a concern because it wreaks havoc in Pennsylvania vineyards, hop vines, orchards, as well as quite a few different kinds of trees. So I just saw this post last night. Dave Breeden, the winemaker at Sheldrake Point, had put the link up on and posted on Facebook from Ithaca Voice. And you can go to IthacaVoice.com and read the article. It's not a long article. But the article says the city did not specify how many flies were discovered or if there is an actual infestation, saying the number of lantern flies in Ithaca could be very small. But the city officials, however, did ask for the public's assistance and vigilance to help protect the community from an agricultural standpoint. And, of course, Ithaca, right at the base of Cayuga Lake, the south end of Cayuga Lake, vineyards within Six Mile Creek Winery is located, I think, within Ithaca, but I'm not sure they have vineyards there. Maybe a few. But this is very close to vineyards. This is really not good news. But maybe we can catch this early enough, and the people talking about it, and that will help in us finding them if they're elsewhere in the Finger Lakes this year or next year. So. The only infestation in New York State that's been found was in Staten Island, which is not likely to head this way at any point in the near future, but we need to keep our eyes open, and I guess the season is not over. You should still keep your eyes open for these spotted lantern flies. They have red on them when they're flying, but they don't fly a lot. They are generally found on the trunks of trees with black spots on gray wings, and you should look them up online and just take all of 5 minutes just so that you know what they look like in case you might spot them. And as this example in Ithaca, you know, they're probably more likely to be found not in vineyards, but that is possible because of the visitors coming up from Pennsylvania that go to the wineries. But perhaps they will be transported here by train or truck, or cars or boats with boat trailers, and people bring their boat up from Pennsylvania maybe to spend the weekend on one of the lakes, and they take the boat cover off and they don't realize there are one or several spotted lantern flies that were hanging out in their boat. So again, we need to be really careful, and this insect could do millions of dollars of damage in the Finger Lakes within a few years if it gets established. What really struck me, what really sent me off to do scouting, was a quote from a vineyard owner in Pennsylvania who said that a year ago they saw dozens of these spotted lantern flies, and this year they saw millions. And that is a very, very scary thought. So while you're out enjoying this beautiful weather, and you should, take some hikes, be aware of ticks, but get out and enjoy this weather and kind of keep your eyes open for this spotted lantern fly and be aware of it. Could show up in a city, in a neighborhood like this in Ithaca, or somewhere else in our region. So be aware, but by all means, get out and really take advantage of this weather. As I said during the gardening show, this kind of weather will make winter feel shorter. And it was around this time of the year that last year that some severe cold came into our area in mid-November, well before Thanksgiving, and it really made winter feel longer. This kind of summer-like weather, as long as you get out and bicycle or walk or garden, plant some bulbs, ideal time of the year for planting bulbs, then you can make winter feel a bit shorter. If you have some favorite destinations during this time of the year, places you've been discovered recently, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And I've been out, as I said, during the food show at cider mills around our area, and saw some beautiful farms and architecture and small villages and towns in my my search for these cider mills up in Hilton and Castile, but back up to Schutz and Penfield. And that was just kind of an excuse to get out and see the countryside and drive around a bit. And the bonus were some really good donuts I found, especially Kelly's and Zarpentine's in Hilton. Some great examples. Herd Orchards is open today, at least until 3, and that would be a great place to stop. A friend of mine said they were heading there this morning, and the farm markets, as I said during the, it was a gardening of the food show this morning, Sunscape Farms has a surprising number of summer vegetables still available coming out of their hoop houses, tomorrow the Brighton Farmers Market is going to have a lovely day, gorgeous day, 72 and sunny for the Brighton Farmers Market, 9 to 1 tomorrow morning. And forgot to mention during the food show, one of their vendors, Newbury Park Pastries, was featured in an article this week, just a couple days ago, in the Democrat and Chronicle. Tracy Schumacher wrote about the Thanksgiving dinner in that Kate Schlenker creates in a pot pie. So the pot pie has the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, and the gravy all in one pot pie. And with that article in the Democrat and Chronicle, Kate is going to be very, very busy making these, I expect, over the next few weeks. Probably has gotten a lot of orders. So if she looks rather tired and if she sold out of pies early tomorrow at the Brighton Farmers Market, that's why. And she is open usually on Saturdays for retail hours between like 11 to 4 range in the Genesee Regional Market. But I would call ahead to see what she has because of this article in the Democrat Chronicle may have made business crazy busy for her. I hope it did. It was great to see her featured, and I'm glad Tracy wrote about it. It's a delicious pot pie. Her turkey dinner pot pie is wonderful, but so are other ones. Just had one. Her Penang, which is Thai seasoning vegetarian pot pie, just about a week ago. So that may she may be extra busy with the article in the Democrat and Chronicle. If you see notes and information on new things happening in our area, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. The Genesee Country Village and Museum is doing some special activities for the holidays. And if you haven't been there this year, it's a great way to connect with our past. Also, the George Eastman Museum, they are doing the Sweet Creations once again, and they've limited it to 45, but it opened yesterday. So it goes through December 13th, and they obviously social distancing and masks are crucial, but they are continuing their Sweet Creations holiday display of gingerbread houses made by people in the community. And they just have fewer of them this year, but 45 is still a lot. And it doesn't quite feel like the holidays. Feels like summer this weekend, but I hope you get over and see them. They have a new entrance at the George Eastman Museum. They also have the handcrafted wreaths on display that garden clubs and local florists do. Those are already up, and their tabletop trees will start November 18th. And they are staying open late on Thursdays for the holiday, for the Sweet Creations. So it's 5 to 8 p.m. after hours starting November 12th. Again, Thursday evenings. And they are doing the gingerbread and wreath and tree displays also online as the auction. And you can bid either at the museum or you can bid from your computer. So check out what some of these are at the George Eastman. It's eastman.org /holidays. But again, you know, lots of things have been canceled over this pandemic. It's nice to see the George Eastman Museum is going to do this. And again, limited admission. And you might want to consider becoming a member just to help support them when you go. If you want details, again, eastman.org. And their new entrance, sort of a glass pavilion on that main parking lot, I think will surprise people. May not realize that they were doing this. And it's really adds a lot to the museum. Also makes it easier for the cafe, for the movie theater. It makes sense to do the entrance to the museum in that location. So see what's new at the Eastman Museum. But again, you can check out online. They always do silent auction for the gingerbread houses, and these handcrafted wreaths are large wreaths. They are about 3 or 3 to 4 feet across, sort of in diameter. So they're very large wreaths and beautifully decorated again by garden clubs and local florists. So you can check them out online if you don't get a chance to get over to the Eastman Museum. You can send me details on anything you discover, michael@saverlife.com. And always great to hear from our listeners and find out where you've been going and maybe some of the new stops, the maybe old villages that you have discovered for the first time. When I went down to Cast Isle Cider Mill, I went down through Perry and down through the Silver Lake Institute, and love that area. They also have a new pavilion at the beach, Silver Lake Beach, that's going to be used now by Shake on the Lake, and probably lots of other music and other things. But it you can walk down to the beach there at Silver Lake from that pavilion. There's some parking, and this is very close to the Hole in the Wall restaurant. So Hole in the Wall is located on, it's Stovepipe Road that goes down to Silver Lake. And when you go down there, I think it's, actually, because I didn't go that way. I was already down in that, what is, I think, a former Methodist church community, kind of like Thousand Islands Park and Oak Bluffs and Martha's Vineyard and Chautauqua, but much smaller. So cute little cottages and a big assembly hall, huge assembly hall there. It's Silver Lake Institute. So it's a cool area to drive through if you're visiting Perry or the Hole in the Wall restaurant. You're very close, and you can walk down to Silver Lake, and it was just kind of fun, you know, to sit there and hear the waves lapping at the shore. It's a small lake, but it's not a tiny lake, and really just a pretty place to enjoy it. I took a few photos. There's a pioneer cabin that's there in that Silver Lake Institute, those grounds, and I'm sure in the future that they'll be doing some more programming. They've done that periodically over the last few years, kind of mini Chautauqua, and it's just a lovely spot to do that. There's also a trail nearby, which I didn't find. I thought I might just run into it, and I got to look it up online, so next time I'm down there I can find the trail, and they've been working on that in that area around Perry. So great little community to visit. I've talked about them many times on the show because I just love the businesses, the people there in Perry. You know, old-time businesses like Family Furniture. It's been there since the 40s. New places like Butter Meat Company, and there's a cupcake bakery there too. Bibliothèque Cafe, which has espresso and things, as well as books. And a bunch of other Silver Lake Brewing Project, and Ration Wine Bar, which is a gorgeous wine bar there in Perry. So maybe do some hiking in Letchworth this weekend and make a stop in Perry, which is right next door. And the state parks are gorgeous. The weather will make them busier than usual for this time of the year, but I don't know camping wise how busy they are, but there's still lots to explore, and fairly easy to be socially distanced at most of these big state parks. Next year, I didn't do it this year because of the coronavirus, basically, but next year I'm going to try and get one of the passports so that you pay one fee for the year and you can get in any of the state parks all year long. And I'm going to do that next year so I can explore more of the state parks. I know it's like a couple hundred dollars or something, and that way, as I'm exploring a region, which we have lots of state parks, really, I can make use of that. I don't know if it's called a passport, but anyway, New York State's had it for several years, and there actually may be a lifetime passport you can get too. But I was going to try the year. So 2021 is going to be my year of discovering more of the state parks here in the Finger Lakes and sort of upstate New York in general. And if you want to get some ideas on where to explore, you should look up Chris Clemens' exploringupstate.com blog. He's got all kinds of articles, lots and lots of them, with different themes of his explorations around upstate New York. And it may give you some ideas on areas you want to go or areas you want to stop on your way to or from specific places that you're, you know, going to visit family or friends, and you're just looking for some other cool things to do in that area, or you just want some sort of fun virtual visits. You know, you can put them on your list for next year and learn about them at exploringupstate.com. So a great source of intriguing, unusual, and just downright interesting places and people in upstate New York, which is a huge area. So this is, you know, not just Finger Lakes, but he's sort of covering everything north of New York City. But exploringupstate.com. And he designed my new website. So did a great job of that. And it's been fun to follow where he's been going over the last couple of years. So exploringupstate.com for more information. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here at SaverLife.com. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Get out and walk, hike, run, bicycle, or just roll the windows down in the car so that you can soak in this summer-like air. Have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com.